The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. On my recent garden and food tour of Sicily, we visited Mount Etna, and I was amazed at the groves of Italian chestnuts growing in the forest there. They were loaded with prickly-covered nuts. It got me thinking about our American chestnut. Chestnut trees used to grace the eastern forest from Georgia to Maine, providing food for humans and wildlife and great rot-resistant lumber for building. Chestnut fruits are unique. They're high in vitamins, low in fat, and starchier than other nuts. The nuts also have thin skin, so they're easy to open. Chestnuts make great flour for cooking as well as eating roasted in the shell. Unfortunately, due to an Asian blight that invaded our forests in the early 1900s, most of the original majestic American chestnut trees have died. However, you can still find blight-resistant varieties of chestnuts. I've been growing a few saplings purchased from a nursery in New York that they grew from nuts collected from a naturally blight-resistant local tree. There are also crosses between Chinese and American varieties that offer blight resistance and tasty nuts. So yes, you can grow chestnuts in Zone 4 locations in Vermont. The key is good soil and patience. Chestnuts are moderately fast growers and grow best in full sun on well-drained, moist soils. If you have room, plant a grove of trees 25 feet apart for best pollination. Protect them from deer and mice. The trees may start bearing fruit within about 5 to 8 years, but won't really mature until about 15 years old. It's a long-term commitment, but think of your chestnuts as legacy trees that you or the next owner will enjoy for years. And now for this week's tip. Wondering what to do with that old jack-o'-lantern after Halloween? Why not plant it? Fill it with potting soil and pop in pansies, mums, or geraniums into the top, the eye hole, or the mouth hole. It should last a few more weeks and then can be composted, plants and all. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about kale. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.